This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7.58 3/4, up 2 3/4. May wheat trading at 7.65, up 2. March corn now trading at 7.10, down 3/4. May corn trading at 7.11 3/4, down 1/4. March soybeans now trading at 14.89 1/2, up 2 3/4. May beans trading at 14.75, up 1 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, 23 cents higher at 96.06. The Brent crude, 51 cents higher at 117.75. The April gold contract, 60 cents lower at $1,670.70. The dollar index, 0.138 lower at 80.054. On the Chicago Board of Trade Thursday, March wheat closed at 7.56, down 5.5. May wheat closed at 7.63, down 6.25. July wheat ended at 7.63.5, down 8.75. March corn yesterday ended at 7.10 3/4, down 11 3/4. May corn ended at 7.12, down 12. And July corn ended at 7.01 3/4, down 13. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.86 3/4, down 3/4. May beans ended at 14.73 1/4, down 4. July beans ended at 14.62 1/4, down 6 1/4. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.37.60, up a nickel. May meal ended at 4.35.30, up 9. July meal ended at 4.29.50, up 2. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.85, down 60. May oil ended at 52.27, down 58. July oil ended at 52.57, down 56. March oats yesterday ended at 381.5, up 3 3/4. May oats ended at 371 3/4, down a nickel. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon, with corn futures moderately to sharply lower, speculative selling, and a slow export demand weakened corn futures. Many traders are waiting for the supply and demand report, which will be released Friday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 10 to 12 cents lower at 698 to 708. Soybean bids were mixed at 1473 to 1486. And in central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn at 11 to 12 cents lower, 712 to 729, and soybeans at were steady to a penny lower at 1487 to 1502. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 11 to 12 cents lower at 706 to 736. Soybeans were 1 to 5 cents lower at 1491 to 1513. Wheat bids were 2 to 4 cents lower at 751 to 777. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were a penny lower at 1513 to 1527. The basis was steady at 26 to 40 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered 50 cents a ton higher at 4,4760 to 4,5660 a ton. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 12 cents lower at 721 to 744, with a basis steady at plus 10 to plus 33 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids at 12 cents lower at 718 to 725, with the basis steady at 7 to 14 over the March. Soybeans ended steady to a penny higher at 1510 to 1518, with the basis steady to 2 cents higher at 23 to 31 over the March. On to new crop wheat prices. They were 9 to 12 cents lower at 742 to 753, with the basis steady at 3 cents lower, minus 21 to minus 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 12 cents lower, 720 to 721. These elevators placed their soybean prices, mostly mixed, with quotations of 1518 to 1529. Soft wheat closed a penny higher, 795 to 796, and Milo ended the day 12 cents lower, 710 to 711. Now on to contract bids for producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern western part of the state, corn was 525 to 539, soybeans was 1275 to 1292, and in the central part of the state, corn was 527 to 547. With soybeans at 1283 to 1301. In the southern part of the state, corn contracts were running from 525 to 557, soybeans 1285 to 1309, and wheat was 730 to 741. That concludes our livestock or our grain report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended at 86.97, up 7. April hogs ended at 86.52, up 27. May hogs ended at 93.45, up 20. February cattle yesterday ended at 127.55, up 30. April cattle ended at 131.52, up 7. June cattle ended at 127.02, down 27. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 147.20, down 35. April feeders 150.57, down 35. And May feeders ended at 152.85, down 67. Once again, we take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you, and this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 14 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 77 to 87, with a weighted average carcass price of 86.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, starting with the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds, they were bringing 37 to 40, the 4 to 5 weights at 38 to 44, the 5 to 550 weights at 41 to 45, and 550 and up at 43 to 47. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, ranging from 58 to 62, and receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 9,879 head. Now from the Schuyler's livestock sales, For February 6th, they had receipts of 492 head. Starting with slaughter steers, they were bringing 124.50 to 129. Slaughter heifers were 124.50 to 127. Onto the slaughter cows, breakers were 75 to 80, and the boners were 65 to 70. Large bred cows in second stage, middle age, 1,035 to 1,400, the aged at 785 to 1,050, and medium and large, third stage, starting with the young cows, 1,025 to 1,450, some fancies at 1,500 to 1,575, the middle age at 1,075 to 1,700, they had some fancies at 1,585 to 1,750, and the aged at 1,000 to 1,310. They also had some fancy older cows that brought 1,500. Greenville Livestock Auction Report, they had receipts of 660 head, and starting right out with the slaughter steers, they're bringing 124 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 112 to 115.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 124 to 128. Slaughter cows, starting with the boners, were bringing 75 to 80, and the leans at 67 to 71. They had some feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 155 to 162, and 5 to 6 weights at 145 to 164. Feeder Holstein steers, large, 3 to 4 weights, were 90 to 99, the 4 to 5 weights, 80 to 85, and the 5 to 6 weights at 80 to 89. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, were bringing 152 to 158, 4 to 5 weights at 146 to 145, and 5 to 6 weights at 131 to 142. Walnut livestock sales had an opening report for today and showing receipts of 246 head. Choice slaughter steers were 125.50 to 129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110 to 115.50, and choice slaughter heifers at 124.75 to 128. Okay, moving on to the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Steers on a live basis traded at 126.50 and on a dress basis at 200. Heifers on a cash basis traded at 125. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light demand and moderate offerings, with 106 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.69, which was 72 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values of choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were bringing $183.46, which was 48 cents lower, and select carcasses at $181.13, which was 48 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000 to 119,000. 119,000 last week and 125,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was at 422,000 compared to 422,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 155.5 unchanged; for block cheese, 164.75 unchanged; for barrel cheese, 155.5 up a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1722. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7.19; for March, $7.27. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $7.11; and for March, $7.19. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $14.97; and for March, $14.89. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $7.60. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.19, corn at Scottville, $7.11, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.97, and wheat at Scottville, $7.60. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 40s. We will have north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of showers on Sunday, partly cloudy skies Monday and Tuesday. Low temperatures in the mid-20s, highs in the upper 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, northwest winds at 16 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. We have partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees on this Friday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. It's coming up on 625 from FM 106. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. And coming up on Monday, the Illinois Wheat Association will have their Winter Wheat Forum at the Krieger's Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon. It starts with registration and a continental breakfast at 8. At 9 o'clock, presentations will begin. And with a rundown, we talk to Diane Hanley, the manager of the Illinois Wheat Association.
Our day starts at 9 o'clock, and registration is on site starting at 8 o'clock. We will have programming and exhibitors there also that they can visit with.
What will some of the topics of the programs you're going to have, what will they be?
Okay, we're going to be having five different speakers. Dr. Steve Ebelhar will be talking about wheat yield research that he's done in some plots that nearly doubled the state average in 2012. So that should be some exciting news for our producers. Corey Winstead with AgriVisor will be talking about markets. And Jim Razor from WSIL-TV will be talking about Southern Illinois wheat trends. And this is the morning session. The afternoon session, we have Gene Payne from the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association talking about the future of fertilizer, issues in transportation, manufacturing, and environmental challenges. And then we have Andy Schimpf from the St. Louis District Army Corps of Engineers, who will be following up the end of the day with Mississippi River transportation issues.
And once again, in addition to that, you'll have various vendors involved in the wheat industry there, too.
Yes, we will have we have about 15, I believe, that actually set table displays, and then we'll have a lot of other sponsors there, too, that guests can mingle with.
Now, will you have to register in advance for any of these sessions that you're going to have?
No. Registration is on site from 8 to 9 in the morning.
And once again, there is no advance registration needed. The fee is $15 for Illinois Wheat Association members, $30 for non-members. For more information, you can go to illinoiswheat.org. Hog numbers are expected to decline in the weeks ahead, but market analyst Steve Meyer says demand concerns remain top of mind.
The whole discussion right now about the Russians on exports and some things within the economy are all, you know, have us talking about that. And some not so great news last week from the Restaurant Association on restaurant performance for the month of December. And but the GDP report, though it didn't have any big total numbers in it, had a very good number for personal consumption expenditures.
Meyer, who heads Paragon Economics, says Russia wants to become self-sufficient in pork production. He believes that is the real reason for Russian restrictions on U.S. pork and beef.
The Russians, you know, they've thrown up these zero tolerance levels for tetracyclines, for rectopamine, for a number of other things, and these products are accepted by world decision-making bodies as being safe, and they're used on kind of a ad hoc basis by some countries to be protectionist, China, Taiwan, Russia being the most notable of those right now. So I don't think this is about really about ractopamine. I think it's really about the Russians playing trade games, which they've been known to do. They've done it for years with the Brazilians, and we've seen them do it with us.
The Pork Checkoff is planning additional promotion efforts in the months ahead to drive consumer demand. Meyer says those investments are positive.
The Checkoff-funded promotion programs kind of operate in the background on the market all the time. They're always out there trying to promote the product for featuring at retail, for getting new menu additions with pork in it. And so the evaluations we've done over the years have shown that that's been very effective. But the thing to remember is that it's kind of always there, and so you don't see any big surges because of it, because they're always doing something.
And for more information, go to www.pork.org. The Cattle Industry Annual Convention and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show is being held this week in Tampa. One of the association's committees will discuss foreign marketing. In this report from Joe Sheely of the National Meat Export Federation, he asked Texas cattleman Larry Pratt about the importance of exports and the profitability of American beef producers.
Well, I'm hoping there's some positives that we can look at going down the road. You know, we're looking at 30-month beef to Japan, and what I see is if we can somehow grow into a market with more cattle here and maintain those same levels of product worth, I think it's going to be a great incentive for us to go ahead and try to maybe even retain some heifers or whatever else we need to do to grow our herd domestically. Even though our exports are down a little bit because of cattle numbers, the value, the dollar value, has basically maintained itself. And I'm hoping that value stays there so that we can see some incentive in our domestic producers to increase their herds a little bit.
Pratt says that while some producers are skeptical of the value of foreign markets, most see them as a very sound investment.
Of course, that's my speech that I historically make whenever I'm talking to people in the beef cattle industry. I run into a few that would say, well, we don't rely so much on foreign markets. We should consume all that domestically. But when I talk to these people, I try to intimate and convince them of the fact that we have done well because of foreign markets, and it's attrition back down to us on a domestic level. The thing of it is that I really do believe that foreign markets are driving the bus right now, and we really need to protect them and make sure that we protect our checkoff and spend our dollars as wisely as we can, because our producers need to see that dollar is well spent and see the actual income comes back off that dollar.
For more on this and other trade issues and updates from the Cattle Industry Annual Convention, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
The American biodiesel industry is working toward its new 10-year vision, which is having 10% of the on-road diesel market by 2022. National Biodiesel Board CEO Joe Job says it's not about replacing every drop of petroleum, but continuing to diversify transportation energy to meet the nation's needs more affordably and sustainably. In 2005, the National Biodiesel Board set a goal to be 5% of the diesel supply by 2015, and with a billion gallon produced in the past 2 years, Job says the biodiesel industry is well on its way to achieving that goal earlier than expected. He says no one could have predicted the changes and challenges of the industry, but it has been deliberate and intentional as it maps biodiesel's potential. Job says this year marks 20 years for the Trade Association for Biodiesel, 10 years for the conference, and also lays out the vision for the next 10 years. Scientists with the United States Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Research Service are using a wind tunnel and the latest DNA technology to shed light on the travel patterns of microbes in the soils carried off by strong winds. USDA says this work has implications for soil health and could lead to management practices that minimize the damage to soils caused by wind erosion. The researchers gathered data by collecting airborne dust and samples of a type of organic soil susceptible to wind erosion from fields where potatoes, beets, and onions had grown a few years earlier, and exposing them to windy conditions using a portable wind tunnel. After classifying the bacteria found in each type of soil and wind-eroded sediment, they found certain types of bacteria, known as bacteroidetes, which were more prominent in the fine dust. Other types, known as proteobacteria, were more predominant in the coarse sediments. The USDA notes studies have shown that bacteria dates can survive in extreme condition when carried long distances. The fact that proteobacteria were associated with coarse erosion sediments, which travel shorter distances, may explain how soil can retain important qualities despite damaging winds. It's official. After more than 150 years at the Kansas City Board of Trade, open outcry trading of hard red winter wheat contracts will move to Chicago. The last day of open outcry trading at the KCBT will be June 28th, with the process transitioning to the CME Group trading floor on July 1st. Chicago Mercantile Exchange Group says the change will allow more opportunities for hard red winter wheat to be traded by those already buying and selling soft red winter wheat through its trading platforms. CME Group COO Brian Durkin says the focus has been on customers who manage global price risk associated with both classes of wheat throughout the integration process. The CME will operate an electronic trading center in the former Kansas City Board of Trade floor space until the end of September, so Kansas City-based traders have a place to execute trades on the CME trading. A couple of other notes in farm news this morning. Faced with dwindling ethanol margins, Archer Daniels Midland Company officials said Tuesday it plans to begin reducing production at some dry mills. The company reported that its bioproducts results decreased $229 million to a loss of $94 million during the second quarter of the fiscal year. Cutting production is one of the steps ADM plans to take to attempt to get back on track. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is veterinarian Dr. John O'Keefe of the Heartland Equine Health Center of Springfield. We'll talk about horse care and some of the health problems the animals face. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:05 on WSMI FM 106 and Saturday afternoon about 12:45 on both WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106. And as we close on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7:59 up 3, May wheat trading at 7:65.5 up 2.5, March corn now trading at 7:10 down 3/4. May corn trading at 7:11.5 down 1/2. March soybeans trading at 14:90 up 3.25. May beans trading at 14:75.5 up 2.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.